Hi, sir. Oh, good. You're here. Thanks for coming by. I know you're my father-in-law now, and I don't really need to call you sir anymore, but it just sounds kind of weird to call you by your first name. Well, to me, at least. Sir, just, well, it fits you more. Oh, you brought your tools? Yes, because I told you our toilet was leaking. Well, so, I kinda lied. Our house's plumbing is fine. That wasn't why I wanted you to come over. Well, it's about, someone else's, plumbing. Your son's. I don't know if he's told you this, but we've been trying to have a baby for a while now. Yeah, but it just hasn't happened yet. I went to the doctor and got tested, and I'm perfectly fertile, but, well, he won't get his sperm tested. I think the idea that his sperm isn't going, you know, to work and it's not up to snuff hurts him a little. So he refuses to get tested for infertility. Yeah, I know. He's always been a little stubborn and prideful about things like that. And it would kill him to know he can't, you know, put a baby in me. You want to help? By talking to him? Well, I was actually hoping you'd be willing to help, more directly. You see, even if you talk to him and convince him to get his sperm count tested, if it turns out that, you know, he's infertile, it's just going to destroy his pride and self-confidence in himself as a man. And you know how fragile his ego can be. So what if instead I just use someone else's sperm to make me pregnant? Someone with a proven record of virility. Someone with, let's say, 4 kids in a wonderful family. Someone who I know would love some new grandchildren to spoil. Don't look so dumbfounded. Yes, I'm talking about you. I want you to impregnate me. You're scoffing at me? But I'm being really serious. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. And don't give me that bullshit like you don't want this to. You remember my wedding night, don't you? Don't you remember? Late that evening, after the party had died down, everyone passed out drunk or went to bed, and you accidentally stumbled into our room thinking it was yours. Your son was in the suit's bathroom getting ready, and there I was, on my back, in the bed, naked, except for my wedding veil, with my legs spread and my hands on my pussy, getting ready for my new husband to claim me. Only, I look up and instead I see your flustered face at my door. You were so quick to apologize and shut the door, but maybe not as quick as you could have been. Your eyes strayed just a little longer on my legs, on my breasts, and my sweet, wet little cunt. And they were the eyes of a man who wanted to take it for himself. The eyes of a man who, were it not for my husband just a doorway, would have leapt at the chance to take his place between my legs and consummate my marriage on his Okay, and now open them. Ta-da! Yes, that was the same exact look in your eyes. Do I look good to you? Naked and kneeling in front of you, wearing nothing but my wedding veil. This time, offering myself to you. Would you resist the temptation again? Or would you give in? Oh, God. Look at that bulge forming. Your pants are straining to keep it in, aren't they? Come here. Let me help. Let me just unzip you and pull them down. Wow. Look at that cock. Now that's a cock that knows there's a fertile woman nearby that just needs to be bred. A cock that deserves to be worshipped. Can I worship your cock, sir? May I worship your cock, daddy? It's okay if I call you daddy, isn't it? After all, you are my father-in-law. And soon, you'll be fathering a child inside of me. So, Daddy, why don't you do the honors of lifting the veil over my face? So this bride can suck your cock like a good girl. You look like a kid that just unwrapped his favorite piece of candy. I can't believe I finally have my hands on your cock. Grasping and stroking you to full erection. I feel so good. So strong. So powerful and just reeking of manhood. Yeah, I guess I left my wedding ring on. And that's not a problem, is it? I mean, we are doing this to save my marriage, aren't we? We are doing this for my husband's sake. Since he can't seem to get the deed done, Daddy has to be the one that needs to step up to the plate. And give me a swing of your baby-making slugger. Your poor son. His wife's soft little hand stroking up and down his daddy's throbbing shaft. And his wife's wet little tongue licking and massaging his daddy's balls. And his wife's wet little lips lap and suck on the head of his daddy's cock. I'm impressed. Usually your son would have come by now. I might have my work cut out for me. You want me to keep sucking on your balls? your cum is after all. I'll roll them with my tongue. So they're nice. Oh, and loose. Oh, and you're aching to shoot. All those sloppy ropes have come for me. Your balls are so fucking heavy. So much cum just for me. You like watching me work over your balls while your cock hangs over my face? Making your daughter-in-law chuckle your balls in her mouth. You're licking your sticky pre-cum over my veil. Oh? You have a nasty little idea. You want me to wrap your cock in the folds of my veil like this? And then suck on your tip through the material? Like this? My god. You're so bad. Sucking your cock through my veil. So bad. This veil is supposed to represent my purity. And here you are, despoiling it with the pre-cum drooling from your cock. And here you are, using it to make yourself so fucking hard. Oh my god, I've never felt a cock throb so hard. So hard. And ready to fuck. Fuck. You could drill through a wall with this. I can't wait to feel it drill through me. Daddy, choking me. Yes. Yes, Daddy, I'm ready for you to fuck me. Yes. Yes, Daddy, I can't wait for you to choke me with your cock. Yes, Daddy, I can't wait for you to fill me with your cock. Yes, yes, Daddy, I can't wait for you to breed me and me with your cum like the stupid slutty bitch and heat I am. Yes, Daddy, I'll get on the bed and lay on my back and spread my legs. Is this how you want me, Daddy? Is this what you saw that night? Fresh new bride stretched out on her back, holding her legs wide open, waiting to be taken, waiting to be ravaged. Look at my sobbing wet pussy, sir. Let me spread my pretty little leaking fuckhole with my fingers. Your son can't seem to do anything with it. So now I'm offering it up to you. Yeah, like a proper little breeding bitch should. Wanna know something? I'm ovulating tonight, Daddy. Look how wet and fertile and ready it is for you. I've been waiting so long for the right man with the right cock to give me what I need. And now, you're here. My sweet little pussy can't stop dripping with anticipation. Oh, God, you're getting on top of me. I'm pinning my legs back. Oh, your angry, throbbing cock hanging between your legs. Rock hard. Veins bulging so close to my entrance. There's no going back now. No going back. Your son's fresh young bride is yours to fuck, to breed, yours to do with as you wish. Fuck, it's pushing past my pussy lips. Grunting and groaning. with every thrust. Must feel so good to you. I bet it's different from your missus, You bred her well over the years, but she's not feeling quite as fresh anymore. She's getting old. She's getting tired. Not as supple. Not as wet. Not like me. A man like you deserves a fresh new cunt to use as you please. A body made for breeding. With bouncy tits and a jiggly ass for you to squeeze and slap. And a tight, silky pussy for you to fuck. And fuck. And fuck. A sobbing wet little bitch in heat. He'll bend over and present her needy little hole on command, and all I ask for in return is that you keep my ovulating pussy pumped full. Pumped full of your hot cum day in and day out. And so my fertile little belly is filled with your babies. Yeah. Can you do that for me, sir? Treat me like your little breed slut cum dump whenever your son isn't looking. Mark my pussy with your cum and cover my womb with your cum. Can you do that for me, daddy? Come inside me and fill me with your seed. I'm close, and I want you to shoot inside me when I come. I want you to fill me. I want you to fill me with everything. I want you. I want to hear you grunt and roar and thrust yourself deep inside my pussy, please, until I feel your swollen cock shoot load after load into my unprotected womb. Yes, daddy, that's it. I want to feel it. Your cum, your load inside me. Breed me. Mark me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I feel it. I'm coming. Oh, my God. Yeah. So much cum shooting inside me. So much cum inside me. Daddy. Oh, you're not done with me? You're flipping me over on my hands and knees. Oh my God, you're still hard. Oh my God, how are you still hard? Pushing me down on my back. Okay, down. You light the view of my butt right in the air like this. My pussy all puffy and creamy, leaking with your cum. You're gonna stuff your cum back inside my pussy with your cock. God, you're fucking your cum back inside me, using your own cum as lube for your hard cock. God. Fuck. Look, you can see us in the mirror on the wall. This is what my husband would see if he walked in right now. What would you... your son would see. His sweet, innocent wife on all fours, wearing nothing but my wedding veil, submissively giving up. Oh, her pussy moaning and whipping like a little bitch, while his daddy mounts me from behind, spreads my ass cheeks, and fucks his nasty cream by deep into my pussy. No, I keep him updated on my cycle, so he would know I'm ovulating tonight. He would know I have a vulnerable, unprotected little egg in my womb, as he watches his steady stream of his daddy's sloppy cum dribble out of my cunt. My helpless cunt forced to stretch wide to take your big, bulging, thrusting cock, penetrating so deep, deeper inside me than he ever has. Watching sweet little wife turn into his daddy's personal cum dump. Daddy, you're making me fucking cock jock. Am I a bad wife, sir? Am I a bad wife? I swear, I'm a good wife. I'm a good wife. It just, when I'm ovulating, I just can't help it. My body just wants to. My body just needs to. I need to submit and submit my body to a man who can impregnate me properly. Plunge his cock deep inside me. Dominate and use me for his pleasure. Until it's hot, potent, seed floods. And my willing kind. Yes, yes. I'll do anything. I'll do anything to get pregnant. Even seduce and fuck my own father-in-law like a dirty little whore. Am I a dirty little whore, daddy? Am I your dirty little whore, daddy? Am I your dirty whore, daddy? Put a baby in me, daddy. Put a baby in me, daddy. I'm here, dirty pregnant wife, slut breeding bitch, whore, you. Daddy? Daddy, what are you doing? Daddy, you're rubbing my wedding veil around my neck. Daddy, I... yes, Daddy, I... I'm your breed slut. I'm your breed slut. My married breed slut pussy's yours. Yeah. Fuck your cum deep inside me. Then come inside me again. Until you drown my eggs with your cum. Yeah. Until my belly is carrying your baby. And then keep fucking me. Because I'm a pregnant, cock sleeve, cum dump, fuck toy breed slut. And I'm only. Want one thing. Daddy's come. Daddy's come. Yeah, please. Daddy, please put me with your cum. Please, 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 please. Daddy, please put me with your cum. Daddy. Please, inside me. Your cum inside me. Daddy, please come inside me. Please come inside me. Daddy. Daddy, please, come inside me, come inside me, come inside me, come inside me, please. Come inside me, please. Drunk. for a sec. My body's still shaking. Are you... Oh, getting dressed already? Yeah, I'd say you fix the plumbing issues. Lay down some new pipe. You made my pussy so leaky, though. Look, I'm dripping so much. Come onto the bed. Maybe? Why don't you come back again tomorrow? Take a closer look at my pussy. Make sure the job is done. Okay. I'll see you then, Daddy.